First of all, I'd like to ask everyone to bow your heads and join me in a moment of meditation for opening aspiration. The teaching of a Buddha is a teaching of kindness, peace, and harmony and gratitude for all blessings we receive. The life of a Buddhism is a life of appreciation and humbleness for all sustainable things around us. Namo Amida Butsu. Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for listening to the Moidiri Honganji White Way Broadcasting Dharma message today. I'm very honored to share with my message with everyone this morning. Thank you so much. And last month, the Buddhists in Hawaii celebrated the Hana Matsuri, or Buddha's birthday. And this month, May, we will celebrate the Gotaien, the birthday of Shinran Shonin, the founder of Jodo Shinshu Buddhism. Shinran Shonin was born in 1173 in Japan, and he ordained and to be awakened one and founder of Jodo Shinshu, the Nembutsu teachings. His teaching, Nembutsu, is a teaching of a life of appreciation, humbleness, and gratitude. To live this life in awareness of arigatai, or thank you, or gratitude. Gratitude is an important practice in Buddhism. Do you know how to say thank you in Japanese? Yes, thank you in Japanese is arigato or arigato gozaimasu. Arigato means thank you or mahalo, but the Japanese arigato originally came from two Chinese characters, ari and gatai. Ari means all seeing and unseen blessings around us. Gatai means the difficulty of receiving all those blessings. Now, how many of you have said arigato to your hands? How many of you have said arigato to your eyes? We think that our hands that work well is normal. We think that our eyes are working well so that we see all things in our life is normal. We think that our ears that can hear all kinds of sounds is normal. We think that we are able to wake up in the morning each day is very normal. Each day we take things for granted as we rely on the normal things. But once something happens to those normal things, the use of your hands, eyes, ears, and your family members. Only then you begin to realize how valuable they have been. I think that we tend to lose sight of what's important in our life, be it our health, our jobs, the human relationships. And it is only when these things disappear that we really appreciate them. Of course, that's a real shame. It would be nice if we could instead adopt a spirit of arigatai and learn to give a thanks for all of the good things in our lives well before they are gone. About 4 months ago, one of a Jikoen senior Ohana lost her husband. She told me the story the day before her husband passed away when we had the funeral consultation. On the early morning of the day before his passing, her husband said to her, "Shall we have a breakfast in Waikiki today? You know, we haven't gone to Waikiki for a long time, so let's go to have a breakfast this morning." But she told him, Well, I'm sorry, I'm busy today, so maybe tomorrow. She cried in front of me and said, Sensei, I really regret saying no to him. My husband and I used to go to Waikiki on Sunday mornings with my children to have a Sunday brunch for a long time ago. Now our children left our home, but he may have remembered that and wanted to go again with me. When you see our parents, grandparents, sisters and brothers in the morning, we think it is a usual happening and normal. However, it is a very precious moment to meet our family members, friends every morning because life is impermanent. Buddhism emphasizes that the impermanence of life. How many of us truly realize that our life is only today, only in this moment? Today is unrepeatable. Thus, we have to try our best to live this day in joy and gratitude. This day happens only once. Live this day in the Buddha Dharma in a deep appreciation. Shakyamuni Buddha was born to become a Buddha, the awakened one, to discover the true, sincere, and universal unconditional love and great wisdom. We follow in his footsteps to become an awakened one to live this life into a life of appreciation and humbleness. Today, we are here to listen to the White Way Broadcasting to show our deepest appreciation and gratitude for Buddha's birth, Shinran Shonin's birth, and our own birth, so that we too can be awakened to the life of unconditional love and wisdom. I repeat again, today is only today. This moment is not repeatable. Life is impermanent, thus we have to live in joy, gratitude, in humbleness, and in respect to others. In closing, I'd like to ask everyone to join me again the moment meditation to share our life together in deep gratitude and joy. Please bow in Gassho. Buddha is a peace. Buddha is a harmony. Buddha is unconditional love. Buddha's mind is not judgmental. Buddha is our best companion. Buddha is wisdom. Buddha is compassion. Namo Amida Butsu is a Buddha's wisdom. And Buddha's wisdom is Namo Amida Butsu. How arigatai, how grateful we are. We are able to receive this life in the listening of a Buddha Dharma in joy and gratitude. I humbly recite the Buddha's name, Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful Sunday morning with your friends. Namo Amida Butsu.